It was four rooms, all right. It was a log house there with a side room to hit. Mm-hmm. The log house was used for the kitchen. Now, this side room was a bedroom. Well, then it had two box rooms, which was the front rooms, and it was used for bedrooms and live-in. That's what.
After the children all got gone, we built a house. Had five nice rooms and two big porches.
Five rooms and two porches after the children got gone?
Yeah.
Well, now, I don't believe that was what you needed all the children.
Well, we had two at home, of course. The boy was in the service.
Yeah, we just had the one, Patsy.
But Patsy married 2 years after we moved there, and then he come home and stayed about a couple of years, and there we was.
That's pretty good. Yeah. You could have used all that room when you had all those
nine.
No,
we wouldn't have had, just wouldn't have had another.
Oh, that's really something. Now, this frame house, and you said it really wasn't that different, wasn't real different from that.
No, just bigger. That's the main thing. It is a box, a frame house, rather than a log house.
Well, what was the, when they had a frame house, what were the boards on the outside? What did you call that?
Well, now, sometimes they called weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding.
But now this house, it was boxed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just boxing on the outside. It's frame and this, but it is a box on that. Never was weatherboarded on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
They call it weatherboarding, or did back then. They use it. It's a weatherboarding.
Well, now, you were telling me about this way that they would, now, what would they have in the fireplace? What would you call that open place in the front of the fireplace?
The hearth. We call it
that's what they call it. Mm-hmm.
The hearth.
Mm-hmm.
And you had dog arms in the fireplace to hold the wood, you see.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what you said. Yeah.
Yeah, they called them dog arms.
What about up above the fireplace to, like, to set things on? Like,
well, that's some calls it a mantle.
Uh-huh.
We call it a fireboard. That's what
uh-huh.
we call it,
uh-huh.
but it's
uh-huh.
it's more or less, I reckon, more appropriate to than mantle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mantle board of the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and it's.
And my grandmother on my mother's side, she smoked a pipe. Once,
oh, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Once and twice a day. After breakfast, she had a stone pipe with a cane, and she put it just.
I'll be back.
And she'd put a little tobacco in that and reach down here in them coals and get a coal up there. It went that far, and then she knocked her coal off the fireplace.
She did? And you've seen her do that?
Yeah.
Many times?
After I was 14 year old.
Oh, isn't it?
After breakfast, and I believe she smoked after supper. Just that little bitty, only just about that long. Just a little trick.
Now, this was your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. That's my own grandmother.
Your
my
own
mother's
grandmother.
Mother.
Your mother's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that their great grandmother, Irvin, when she died, she had every tooth in her head.
You don't mean it.
And never did have a headache or toothache in her life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is just really amazing. That was your great grandmother, Irvin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she never did have a toothache.
Mm.
Nor a headache.
She was telling me about her great grandmother who, when she died, still had all her teeth.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
it is something, all right.
That is.
Yeah, it
you
was.
Don't hear that even now, does
no,
it? You don't hear
no.
Well, I had done had when I was 11 year old, two teeth full.
Yeah,
that's it. Mm-hmm. She never had the toothache.